Welcome to the podcast, The Curious Educator. In here, we can ask all the questions that you've always wanted to ask and that you're curious about. We hope you enjoy. Here's a question for you. How did your sense of digital literacy and your potential use of technology as it evolves, how did it develop? Have you ever asked yourself where you developed your approach or your attitude towards digital literacy? Because I am going to suggest in this podcast that the way that we develop that capacity to evolve as digital literacy evolves, which let's face it, is happening at a breakneck speed. And as an educator, I think it's very important that we do this reflective practice to identify whether we inadvertently have actually created blocks which potentially mean that we don't approach the digital literacy space in the way that we ought. So contrast of two different contexts that I have personally worked in, both organisations worked in developing health leaders, health practitioners. One very much embraced the use of digital technology in terms of assessment. Using a third-party platform, students bringing their own devices into the space, everyone being very familiar, very comfortable with the use of that technology. However, a very blinkered view and really no safeguarding, no policies and procedures in place around the use of AI in terms of coursework. So interesting that from one perspective, very much leaned in, and from the other, totally oblivious. Coming over to the UK, so that was a context in Spain. Coming over to the UK, quite the opposite experience, where we have a team who run assessment very much pen and paper, printed documents, then scanned and marked manually. However, a very high awareness of the use of AI for coursework and safeguards put into place to protect and ensure that we are getting genuine work. So what's the contrast? Where's the difference? Well, I'm going to pose that it's actually to do with the humans involved. It's the interface between the digital technology and the human. In one aspect, certain people involved in those decisions were comfortable with using digital technology for assessment. And in the current context in the UK, this is obviously not the case. There's a resistance to change. There's a resistance to the use of technology other than what becomes the norm, the accepted. So what puts us in that position? I personally, as also someone who's done 30 years of growth and development, I think we need to go to this reflective place and assess ourselves. How do we use technology and where do we feel the resistances? I have two children who are in their mid to late 20s, and as young children, we chose for them to actually go to Waldorf education or what was considered alternative education. That was a very deliberate, intentional for many, many reasons. But what that gave them was actually the first 6 to 7 years of their education completely devoid of digital connection. Now, one might say that if you observe this, maybe that was creating a scenario where they may not have been familiar or comfortable with the digital space or to adopt technology. And I can categorically tell you there's plenty of evidence to the contrary. Both are very high-level tech users, very quick to adopt new digital technology. In fact, my eldest has literally just launched a brand new software development program as a business, which is looking to completely disrupt the industry that it's in. So I think this is the question we all need to sit with, is when we approach a new technology, when a new technology becomes available, whether it's ChatGPT or use of AI, whether we look at how we use it within the classroom or whether we're using digital technology to its maximum potential in our assessment or our processes around assessment in an organisation or a context, I think we need to check ourselves on our reflection on how do we feel about that situation, because it will affect the way that we approach it. Because for the majority of people who work in education, this may be new territory. I think it's safe to say that most of us were not educated in a highly digital environment. So we're learning as we go.